League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick Angel.
Welcome to the Banger of the Podcast. Smash that like button. Banger. Smash that notification.
Banger.
Smash
banger,
that five-star
banger.
Button on the podcast. Pew, 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 smash that subscribe button.
Banger.
To Studios.
Beep,
smash beep, that
beep,
button. Beep. Button. This is comedy.
Banger.
Smash
banger.
Your wife.
Wow.
What? That just rolled off the tongue. I noticed that look down. You're like, I immediately said that, then thought twice about it.
I mean, is that how you feel on this
Baby
Tuesday?
Baby Yoda, where do children come from? Listen, before we get started, church announcements.
Come
make
on.
Sure to get your Keep Your Distance comedy tickets.
Amen.
This Friday.
Amen.
$15 if you're in the regular world. $12 if you're in the stage crew. $10 if you buy four at a time. We have Ernest J. Hosted comedy for 2 years.
Your fave.
Five.
That's amazing.
He coming in from Atlanta.
Dead on arrival.
Dead or alive.
Oh, okay. I was like,
I immediately tied DOA to dead or
alive. Why is he dead?
Like, while we're on it, oh no, the color will be fixed by then.
I'm hope. What?
On the color might look a little different because we upgrade our cameras. Josh figured it out. Mind your business. We upgraded from iPhones to Black Magic, because we all black.
These are Black Magic.
Even our cameras are Black Magic. You feel me?
That's right. That's where I stand.
Also, Kev on Stage Studios, the app. If you ain't with us, why?
If you ain't with us, you against us. I mean, right. Not I mean, really, but let's just say it for the...
Join us. $5.99. Come over here and get some content on the ASAP.
This is the side we're on.
You missing the challenges
You missing
stuff?
Challenges? Angel said...
What did I say?
Join me. Do the dot, dot.
And
you got cheated on that challenge. I, ain't
I did.
You got cheated.
I know. I said it on the day. I was
you
like, what you mean? I go first.
100%
cheated. What
I'm glad. I wanted you to lose.
I've been cheated. But
you
you'll
got cheated.
See, I got cheated a couple of times. So.
You did. And I was happy that it happened. all right. As of today, as of the time this airs, Trump is gone.
Girl.
What a fool.
Trump gone. He had to move out.
He had to get that U-Haul and get the step in.
Till we meet. Oh, they was moving out. They took the pheasant out.
Yeah, he getting evicted.
He got it. Hey, he asked for a military parade. The Pentagon was like, no.
Sir.
And they usually do it. They were just like, but with you, guns, we just... That's it.
Yeah. He's
I didn't think it was going to happen. Angel, I'm going to hold you.
I told you I didn't think. I was like, he'll be here again.
I was just accepting the worst. Prepare my mind like, okay, well, it's finna suck for 4 more years. We might as well just, you know, accept that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, late in the minute and hour.
Gosh. He turned it around.
He got to move out. He moving down to Florida. He's just Florida man now.
Oh, he going to move to Florida.
He said he moving over to Florida.
Not to New back to New York. Nah.
Not back to New York. He going down to Florida, so all the headlines going to make sense.
It's because he's old. That's where you're supposed to go when you get
That's
older.
Where
your
you
joints
listen.
Your joints can't take all that cold air. You
know, I want to get to the age where my doctor's like, you got to live in warm climates. Just for your knees. Your
just
joints
for your knees.
You got to be.
Have you ever been evicted?
No.
I have.
Have you?
I have.
They threw you out on the streets?
They said, get out.
What happened?
So what had happened was, allegedly, because I don't know the statutes of the limitations of it, me and my best friend were living in income-based housing. We were in college.
You was income-based?
Yeah, in college. All the students lived in income-based. Like, when you didn't want to live on campus, but you wanted to have an apartment, you just like, I can't afford real-life bills.
Yeah.
So... I'm glad we didn't get kicked out for not reporting our income, because then we would have had to pay back rent. What we got kicked out of was I bought my best friend a dog for her birthday. So it was a surprise. So I didn't go to the people yet to tell them we have a dog to pay the thing. So first, that was strike one. We saw you have a dog.
Secret dog.
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't have the dog for 2 days. Give us a chance.
At least prorate it.
Right. The second thing was we asked, because, you know, it'd be getting cold in Kentucky. It'd be snowing. And we were like, now, sometimes the dog need to go out. Can we be inside of the apartment with the holding the leash with the dog outside because we don't want to stand out there with the dog. They told us yes, but then we got cited when we did it.
Well, was there a no pet policy?
No, you could have a dog. Yes.
You so just what, had, you, what did they cite you,
you
for?
Had to pay a you had to pay the deposit to have a dog. Okay. And then they said that our dog was not under supervision. When we asked we have the dog on leash from the inside, but the dog is on the outside,
first
can we
all,
do
that's
it?
That's a hilarious thing. You go pee. We don't both need to be out there.
Yeah, it's 5 degrees. I don't need to be out there with you. And then last but not least, when we finally got evicted, they called me. And we're like, you all have 30 days to move out. Because apparently, this is what they said. The dog had gotten out and was chasing one of the maintenance men. Now, my best friend who was home at the time was like, no, he didn't. And I said, she said, now the back door was open. But he was beside me the whole time.
Was it a big dog?
No, he was a mutt that lived 20-some-odd years. He lived forever. And I was at work, pissed off, but I couldn't. I didn't want them to know I was at work. I was like, I can't believe. And you know what? We'll be out. We'll be out. This is the Lord giving me a sign.
So y'all didn't even get evicted for not having rent?
We didn't pay rent. It was income based. Oh, that's right.
Y'all gave up a cheap apartment because y'all don't know how to pay the rent.
Talk about cheap. It was $0.
And what y'all do? Y'all had to go pay somewhere?
We live with her mama.
No!
And what makes it even worse is that she moved out to live with her boyfriend, and I was still living with her mama.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. I was like, this is terrible. This is
you
terrible.
You live with another woman's mother?
A mother. Another woman, my best friend's mama, father, and brother. And I was like, I got to get up out of here. I got to get up
that
out of here.
That dog was nothing but trouble for y'all.
Yes.
And that dog was forever. Three-strike rule.
We called him Yabaku Making Young. Cuyaba was a place in Jamaica we went to. So that's how he got the name. And he lived for forever. You know, mutts, they don't die.
They take a little piece from each of their each of their species and they last a little bit longer.
Yeah, he had a tumor on the side of his neck in his old age. He didn't care.
Really?
What?
Yes, he had Baby Yoda coming out the side of his neck. That's a mutt for you.
Not Grogu, man.
Don't do Grogu.
But yeah, so I'm hoping Trump feels the same type of embarrassment I felt. I hope he has to live with Melania Trump's mama.
Oh, I don't think she going. I would be surprised if she don't file within a year.
Yeah.
I feel like they had to like, listen, just listen.
Just hold on.
She wouldn't even hold his hand. She was like, get it off me. I forgot what I was going to say because Yabakun.
Kuyaba Making Young. Kuyaba, sorry. Kuyaba Making Young.
What is that?
Kuyaba is the name of the restaurant.
Okay.
Making is short for Jamaican. Oh. Young was her last name.
Oh, why black people be giving dogs middle and last names?
My Yorkie that we had to put down? Callie Boom Shequa Tanksley.
You're lying.
I'm dead serious. If you look her up via the American Kennel Club, which she was registered.
Hold on.
Why y'all give the dog
The certificate, Cali Boom Shequa. Boom Shequa. Like the bankers, Boom Shequa. That was her literal, if we ever did jog shows, that's what. And here comes the miniature Yorkie, Cali Boom Shequa.
Cali Boom Shequa belonged in Best in Show.
Yes. Look
regular
at her shrine.
People named their dog Spike.
No.
Rocket. That's it. They're like, you know, like Cher and Bono. Mm-hmm. Angel's like, I need to be able to call you by your full name. If you're in trouble,
yes.
You know, in black culture, your full name means trouble. You know, so I can't just have, you know, the moniker. You can't just be Sting.
No.
Cali Boom Shequa.
Because I said I would never name my kids ghetto names. So I said, but I want to get that out of me.
It's still in there.
It's in there.
Right.
It's got to come out.
You're just massaging it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So I said, we're going to give it to these canines. Yeah. My dog's name currently is Lottie Dottie.
Lottie Dottie Dottie
Dottie. Yeah. That's what I want to make her middle name. Lottie Dottie.
Yeah. What is your problem?
I don't know, Kevin. I don't know.
How do you even spell that?
Willakta Bate. I have written it out in text. I've written out in text before. I don't remember.
Is that French?
No, it's we it's, like to party with a strong accent.
Oh my God.
We like to party.
It literally sounded like French.
We like the party.
I was like, I've been there. I remember hearing that though.
How? How? Voulez-vous? They didn't say that in Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, no. We like the party.
Anyway.
Yes, please.
Mediaite was describing Don Lemon, who has been. The blacks have received him back into the fold.
They have.
There was a moment that we was like, we ain't
what
cool
you
with
doing? Don right. They were. We were like, what you doing, Don?
He had the. On, when he came on the scene, we was like, But over the last 4 years, Don done came back home. He learned how to play spades. He went blind six. Got it.
Got it. Right back.
he dodged the case, didn't he?
Listen.
Didn't Trump try suing him?
Oh, I'm sure Trump has tried to sue everyone.
Oh, yeah. You be getting sued. Mm. But anyway, this article or this media publication was describing Trump, Lemon. And they said, Lemon, who is openly black, responded by telling Cuomo that if you're on that side, you need to think about the side you're on. I'm never on the side of the Klan. Which then prompted openly black to trend on Twitter.
Of course, because how do you make that mistake?
How do you describe someone as? They said he then apparently Lemon came out as openly black, but that video got deleted. him and Cuomo, and I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
which prompted me to ask you outside of naming your dog Boom Shika.
Boom Shikwa.
Respect Boom-shi-kwa. It, Kev. Respect the Kwa.
I want
unreal.
Unreal.
Respect the Kwa. What would be the most openly black thing that Angel Tanksley does? Cause you pretty openly black.
I am. I yell at my kids in public when they act up.
Oh, Angel.
Loud?
Yeah, if they acting up. If they get your black butt back over here. Like if they running like, through the store.
Aisle over, we could hear it clearly.
Oh, yeah. That's, or them being like, I want this cause somebody else and we in the store. You know, we're in the store. Somebody else has this. I don't care about them or they mama.
Black parents and their kids in the store. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, but my kids don't be acting up in the store either. So
my kids don't come with us.
Post-pandemic, yeah, my kids have not came to the store with me. But when they used to before, you're not about to. There's no tantrums in the store. There's no crying. If you cry, it better be quiet. It better be a silent.
Close.
That's not
close
just
it song. Yeah, it's got to be real silent tears.
Oh my God! Did you ever go in your room after you got whooped and talk bad about your mom?
No, she could hear.
I was going to say absolutely not, bro.
No, and I thought she could hear my thoughts too.
I never did it.
My walls are up.
I felt like she would be right up. Oh, that's what you think?
Mm-hmm.
The walls were already paper thin. I know for a fact she could hear my thoughts clearly.
Right. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Man, the Lord had to know my heart. Damn. Oh, yeah.
We used to get beat, man.
I used to get beaten to an asthma attack. That's.
I'm sorry. It's not funny.
And you better not die or I kill you.
Die. See what happens. See what happens when I do after when you die. Right. But exactly. How would you?
Beat you into an asthma attack?
You know, just start a wheezing. Just the start of wheezing. You know, it's so much athletic exertion that happens when you get whooped because you're trying to fight for your life.
That's it. That's how you learn to be agile when you were getting beat as a child.
We used to get. I got beat so bad sometimes. I used to be like, is there love in this?
Like. What, do you hate me? Do you
I used them? To really be thinking some of this had to be the rest of your day. You couldn't be this mad at me.
Yeah,
did you have a bad day at work? Because all I did is didn't take the chicken down. It didn't warrant this much.
Right.
Well, anger. You came home. You beat. No, how much of this guy is your boss?
Right.
How much of this is traffic?
I feel
this
like
can't
I'm
all
getting,
be me.
I feel like I'm getting all of the pie. I should be giving to other people.
They treat you wrong at work today. Let's talk about that. Don't take that out on me.
Did you stub your toe?
Let's sit down for a sec, huh? Let's all take a breather.
Man.
My mother used to do the merry-go-round whooping, where she would be holding my hand, like and whoop it. But we're going in a circle because I'm trying to run away from it. So it looked like a little merry-go-round. Just you know, he just going in circles. Oh, but she wasn't about to let me go. It didn't matter. She was just like, you're going to get this. You're going to get this whole heavy hand.
I think the most openly black thing I used to do back when I was in abject poverty and had young children, and my daycare bill was more than my apartment, and then my daycare bill was more than my mortgage. My kids lie about their age to get in on that children's meal. Mm-hmm. And then teaching them that lying is wrong, except, you understand me, when we're at IHOP.
Yeah.
And if it's under and 5,
it's Tuesday when kids eat free.
Yeah. I mean, it's under 4, mm-hmm. but I'm 5, Daddy. I know that. I know.
Hey.
Don't you hate smart children?
I know that.
Right.
I don't even need you to lie. I'm going to say he's
right.
4.
I just need you to shut up.
You just never go against the family.
Right.
You
right.
just don't bring that up.
Yeah.
We actually don't have to say nothing.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you know, kids eat free. That's all I ever said.
Yes.
You know, let me get the, you know, grand slam, kids eat free.
Kids eat free.
And I don't even really love Denny's, but if kids eat free, I'll take a moons over my hammy.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Absolutely.
You know, Isaiah used to be like, in his eyes, you could see the like, don't make me this person.
We're going to go to hell for your moon over Miami. We're going to hell.
We needed all that Red Robin. We knew Red Robin's day, IHOP's day. I needed to go out.
No, that's what it was.
Yeah, man. I was a stay-at-home father.
Oh, so that's why. Because I was like, we just ate in. We're not going to be spending money places.
We did that too. I think about how much we eat out now and how much we Postmate now and how when we was poor.
Isn't it crazy?
First of all, when we were coming up, it was only pretty much pizza and Chinese food that you could, like, order that out. They would bring to you. Everything else was like, we're going to grab Popeyes. That was pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Quick was either Popeyes, chicken, or Chinese food. Now, especially in the pandemic, even 5-star restaurants,
everybody's like, "We'll get it to you." Like,
man, huh, God, what? There ain't no experience. It's just now who's fancy?
Who's fancy? Come on. We'll have them serve it to you, plastic bag to you with the thing over his shoulder. What's your favorite childhood restaurant that like when it was a special occasion?
Oh man, well, believe this or not, my favorite Waffle House used to have. Waffle House used to have all you can eat.
Oh.
At times when I was a children. And after church.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My grandma, she loves this story. Boy, your grandma will find a story. They will forget everything else but that embarrassing story. Mm-hmm. So we went to a convention. After a convention, we went in between services to Waffle House. And it was all you can eat Waffle House at the time. And she said, and Kev, and KK, he said, Grandma, I could have all this.
Why you sound like a commercial?
That's how she always tells the story. So I had All-Star Special, had me a patty meal. I was sick.
Mm.
But boy, it was heaven. I just said,
You loved it.
Oh, I loved it.
Ours was a Red Lobster.
Really?
Red Lobster was, listen, we was fancy going to Red Lobster. I thought
that was a creme de la creme.
It was. We would get dressed up in our Everlane, get all comfy, and you too could get dressed up in your Everlane.
I was like, that's heavy. Don't throw it.
Yeah, don't throw it at me. Oh, Everlane is a sponsor of today's episode. And when you are looking to refine what you are having to wear this year, this season, your uniform, work uniform, we want you to take a look at Everlane. This year, discover fresh favorites that do more than fit your style and shape. Everlane's everyday essentials can fit your resolution to help make a difference in the world. Everlane has simple designs that complement your wardrobe, premium quality with transparent, more affordable prices. I have a pair of Everlane jeans that I live.
My profile picture right now, underneath the hoodie,
mm-hmm.
is an Everlane. I mean, underneath this baseball jersey on my Instagram right to this day, right now.
To this day, right now, right now.
Matter of fact, I built the outfit around the Everlane.
Boom.
I said, first of all, I'd be cold at Keep Your Distance Comedy.
Man.
But I want to look stylish. Mm-hmm. And when I tried this hoodie on, you know, they sent us one for the podcast. I said, this thing, the most comfortable. They sent me a crew neck. I went in and bought the hoodie.
You said, give me this.
It's premium quality.
Yes. They got some leggings, ladies, that smooth out your whole entire thigh and butt. It really hold you, pull you in. That's what Everlane will do. Okay? So, and like I said, they're like, because, you know, sometimes you get leggings and they real, like, thin and you just might as well be showing all your business. You ain't going to have that with Everlane because Everlane is...
Ain't going to show all your business.
They're not.
Everlane going to help you mind it.
Quality. Okay? skinny to relax them to athletic. Choose your stretch level. Vintage style, rigid, original with a just a hint, or a body-hugging authentic stretch. All made from certified organic cotton at the world's cleanest denim factory with zero landfill waste. Excuse me. Perfect for gifting or keeping all to yourself. So this is what we want you to do. Go to everlane.com/SK.
SK!
Sign up for 10% off your first order plus free shipping and get easy returns within 60 days of your ship date. That's 10% off your first order when you go to everlane.com/SK.
SK.
And sign up.
Even though you're lying to me about your favorite restaurant?
No, it was. As a child.
Really,
yeah. The garlic butter biscuits?
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
All of
Melissa,
it.
Melissa, when I went there on prom, when I tell you the fact that I was like...
How much did you spend there?
$50. Yeah. Actually, not even. It was like $40. Mm-hmm. She got the Admiral's Feast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, get whatever you want.
And she need none of it.
She ain't none. And then I got, you know, just to make it even, I got popcorn shrimp
fried. Did you know at that moment you're like, oh, I'm not going to ever need to order too much because I can just always.
You know, she actually, that was one of the benefits of loving her. My mom also doesn't eat her food ever. She's worse than Melissa.
Wow.
She just moves it around.
Really?
Playing. Oh, my God. Mm-mm. My mom never ate her food and she only drank Coke products. So we go to other restaurants. We used to go to this Hunan Garden.
Bro, we had a Hunan Garden.
Hunan Garden was everywhere. And this was not a franchise. They was just like, we gonna call it that.
Yes.
She would make my dad stop and buy a Coke and take it in there, which is also openly black.
Yes,
She'd ask for a cup of ice, and then she'd bring her own soda in. It's also another openly black thing we did, taking our own smuggling snacks into the movie theater.
Oh, bro, I think that was anybody in poverty. I've taken in-and-out meals.
Right. We used to do full Happy Meals. And like I have no problem. I don't even think it should be a rule anymore.
You just hear the rapper just.
But that's how the movie theaters make their money.
Yeah, and we weren't.
That's not my problem.
Then be a restaurant.
If the prices would be reasonable,
right. I didn't buy a large popcorn until I was like 21 years old.
A large? There you got money.
Yes, that's when I knew I was doing well. Was when I would go to take my kids to the movies and just be like, "What y'all want?" Off of the like actual menu there because that was not the life.
I never got that line for anything.
We didn't even get to go to regular movies. First of all, when we were a kid, movies were the devil. The first part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Movies were the devil at the theater, not in VHS. I was like, that don't make no sense.
Uh-huh.
But then after we moved from El Paso, my dad was like, I don't know what that is, but y'all go to the movies now. So I remember when I used to spend the summers in Atlanta, and they didn't like that I could not say shawty.
You in the shawty story.
Shawty. We used to get dropped off at the movie theaters on certain days, and they'd just be like, we'll be back around 7.
Yeah.
So there was a time where we would go watch Dumb and Dumber, Children of the Corn, and Losing Isaiah. And then by that time, them all three was over, they'd come pick us up.
That's crazy.
They used to just leave us to our own devices.
Yes.
I always tell this. My mom has no idea how far we really went from the house.
Yeah.
I'm talking about me and my brother. We went to Chuck E. Cheese. And it was called Peter Piper Pizza in El Paso. And with $0 for games or coins, and we would scavenge. People would go, you know, leave their pizza there and go play games. We'd go and take their pizza into the bathroom and eat it.
Wow.
You ain't never eat, and I don't even like Supreme Pizza, but that was always left over. That's actually how I started liking Supreme Pizza.
It's from stealing and other people.
Not stealing.
No, that's theft. I wasn't going to jump in.
That's
but
not theft.
For yes. sure.
Not theft.
They walk away to go play a game, they come back to finish the slice.
They didn't come back.
You'd say you wouldn't know that because they saw their pizza and they left.
In the bathroom eating. You don't know if they came back.
That's true. And eating pizza with bathroom air on it is just. I just was like,
yeah.
And then when they go back to their pizza, they leave them token cups, just three little tokens.
Playing a couple of games.
Make a whole evening of it.
Our growing up was like a young adult novel. Like, you know, like the kids, like the way my child is growing up, this would be the boringest book.
They have nothing.
They have.
Ain't got beat up. Neither of my kids have ever been in a fight. I was 2 and 78 by the time I was Isaiah's age.
But those are the ones you talked about.
Yeah, they've never been socked out. Nobody has ever punched them in the nose. You got to feel that. You got to feel your eye. You got to feel the tears form.
I don't want that for my children.
You ain't been. You ever been punched in the nose?
No.
You never been in a fight?
I've almost fights, but it always.
You never socked nobody?
I'm trying to remember, Kevin.
Josh?
I got socked out by my stepbrother once, and that was it. I was like, all right, we're good. We're good.
I've fought exes, but like not.
You fought men?
I slapped the crap out of my ex.
You look like you got a tinge of violence in you.
Yeah.
That Kentucky Baltimore mix, that's a little bit of like, I'll sock you.
Yeah.
You and slapped a man?
I did, and I was willing to take whatever came after.
Really?
I was like, let's go.
Look like you might stalk somebody.
Oh, yeah. You keep talking disrespectful. You think I'm just going to keep going word for word? No.
I'm going to strike you.
I'm going to strike you.
Leg strike. Did you see that video of Belief?
Belief?
Oh, my gosh.
He said,
give me this dog on nipple.
That's how they be.
Listen, I am not lying to y'all. My kids are me. Right. I used to hold my boys with the shirt off. Hey, okay. Hey, no!
You're like, hey.
I remember I was like, let me put a little a tank top on. Cause you ain't finna make me feel like that. That baby was like, give the nipple to me. I'ma bust this whole house up.
Yes.
Did you put it over here, Josh? Just you don't have to put the sound on. Mm-hmm. But that baby said,
yeah, he
said the dad was like,
I need the mouth. That is how they be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't care.
They don't. They don't.
It's just comfort to them.
They see nipple, they're like, I like it.
I like it.
I like it. It's my best friend. It's my best friend.
I got beat up. Fat Tony, I've told you that story. Mm-hmm. He beat me up all the time.
He was a 78.
He was 78. I took a lot of L's to Fat Tony. Beat up Rick, white kid named Rick. Mm-hmm. I used to jump when I fought. I was like, come on. Kicked him in the ball.
Haruka.
Well, I was about to say, did you think you were in a video game?
I don't know what it was. Street Fighter. That little bounce is Street Fighter.
Kicked him in the balls. When he bent down, socked him. Bow! Took up. Fought Marquise in his front yard. His mom was like, kick his head, Marquise. I was like, oh, yeah. Bop, bop, bop. He fell. I looked at his mom. He walked up. And that fight win.
That's when the petty was birthed in
beating
you.
Up Marquise. In front of his mom after she show them who you are. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
bink,
bink.
That bink.
Would be my worst nightmare.
Oh, Angel.
That would be my worst nightmare.
Now, I took my fair share. A lot of losses. But Marquise.
That win was worth it all.
Oh, that was the same time fat because Fat Tony was beating me up. And I took it out on Marquise because Fat Tony was huge. Marquise was my size. I'm not finna get whooped by nobody my size.
Hit him with a Tony Baker. How do you like it? How do you like it?
Boop, boop, boop. Lights out.
Oh,
his mom was
no.
like, oh, my God.
Oh, no, there ain't no way. I ain't never watching one of my kids get beat.
She'll go to jail. Angel will go to jail before she watches her kid get beat.
I surely would.
You would absolutely beat up somebody's child.
Absolutely would.
You get mad thinking about it.
You think you about to lay hands on my pretty babies?
I guess Marquise had won some fights in that front yard. I don't know how he fought in his front yard.
Don't
worry about it, Angel. It's just water.
Say it again. How what?
I said, I don't know how I ended up fighting him in his front yard in front of his mom.
His territory.
Biggs Army Airfield. That year of school, I was fighting. I was fighting all the time. Remember, I fought my brother. We had a rule. We never could punch in the face. But one day, I had him in the kitchen, linoleum floor. And I sat on his head. And I was like, and I was rolling his head. His ear was on the thing. And he started crying. When he got up. He beat me, but I took him. I was smiling. I was like,
"Yeah, take it."
I made you cry. I was so happy. We used to fight.
My oldest two sisters used to make me and my sister right above me fight each other for their entertainment. Like we were the gladiators. They'd be like, "Hit her, Angel. Punch her, Melissa." We would be sitting there punching each other in the house for their entertainment.
That's how much older were they?
So the sister that's the eldest is 11 years older than me, and then right under her, that sister's 9 years older than me.
And then Melissa's how old?
4 years older than me.
So she's stronger than you.
No.
No? You used to hold your own against Melissa?
Yes. Melissa was a very skinny child. I've always been a dumpling. I've always been a little bit of a dumpling. Okay.
I hate dumplings, by the way.
You do?
I think dumplings are the worst food.
Hot. You're talking about like American dumplings, where it's just like the warm chunk of bread.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. And I agree with you.
That is just the worst.
They need to put something in there.
Yeah. It's just a warm, wet bread glob.
It is. It's just dope.
They'd be like, you got to put some gravy with it. You got to have my gravy. First of all, having your grandma cook stuff is not the answer.
That's it is.
People not like stuff. You ain't have my grandma. I don't like dumpling. I hate that. Black people. Not about people in general, openly black and closeted blacks, always feel like your grandma is the key.
Yeah.
I don't like dumpling. Well, my grandma, she go with the black pepper and the creamy gravy. I don't care.
I don't actually even have a something that I don't remember my grandmother cooking. Let's start there.
Really?
I don't. I remember her smoking.
Smoking and cussing.
And she used to be able to smoke and get the ash, like, long. That was, like, her, like, trick, you know.
Oh, without ashing the sink?
Yeah. Just,
really?
And it would just get real long, and I would just sit there and watch
it. Listen, my grandma cooked. She's slowly been retiring off of certain things. Peach cobbler and bread, she'd be like, that's until they call me home. I'm going to do that bread. She only do bread on Thanksgiving. That's the thing that hurt me the most about this pandemic. I usually get that bread, you know, either Thanksgiving or Christmas. I ain't get it. And she cooked unhealthily.
Of course.
And the best. I remember my great-grandma used to cook bacon. Boom, take that out the pot. Mm-hmm. All the grease in there. Throw the egg in there. Bow. Cook that in the bacon fat. When I tell you, I was like, this is what eggs.
This is what they're supposed to taste like.
I
mean,
it ain't healthy, but no. I don't need it to be healthy. I don't want my grandma to cook healthy. If I want to be healthy, I'll use Noom.
Think about everything you've ever learned about getting healthy. There's a lot of contradictory information out there, and things like that old-fashioned food pyramid aren't much help. It's a lie, by the way. The food pyramid is a lie, and you don't have to drink milk. That was the dairy industry. What am I single here? Mm-hmm. That was the dairy industry. Conspire with the school districts, having you eat certain amounts of breads and stuff like that. You got to eat so much bread. Got to have 2 servings of bread. You got to have dumplings. You ain't got to have dumplings. Okay? You ain't got to have it. All that raggedy lies of the food industry. But based in psychology, Noom teaches you how to eat so you can accomplish your own personal health goals and stick with them long term. Because you don't need rules to lose weight. You need knowledge. Listen, I'm sitting on 245 around about... You know, titty is be titty. You understand me? I had a soccer jersey on yesterday. I had to take it off. I said, I don't like the way it makes me feel. It's hugging me in all the wrong places. So all I want, Joshie,
sorry.
All I want is to feel like I look great in that soccer jersey. You understand me? I don't got to look great naked. Mm-hmm. Melissa's she's no fool. She knows I bring other things to the table. Looking good naked ain't one of them. I don't need to look good naked. I just need to look good clothed. That's all. Specifically in soccer jerseys, I need to look good clothed. Okay? I want to feel better, enjoy exercise, all that type of stuff. But most importantly, I want to look good in that Manchester United Ronaldo jersey that I bought. And that's my doggone goal. It's very specific. I want my titties to be like, we ain't tittying today. We here, but we ain't really making our presence known. Everyone is busy. That's why Noom doesn't demand much of your time. They only ask for 10 minutes of your day. Over 80% of Noomers, that's what we call ourselves, Josh, finish the program. Over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. Now, you listen to this. As long as you clearly state the offer, which is not great. That is a direction from Greg. You listen to this. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com/SK. That's noom.com/SK.
SK.
noom.com/SK. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today at Noom.
Sound it out.
Sign up for Noom today. noom.com/SK.
SK.
Did you see that thing that Issa Rae
put up? about that is me. I love my people, Angel. I'm not going to post no drawing picture of me that got me looking ugly. I'd be saying thank you. I'm not posting. Issa been collecting those.
The pictures that people made of her, she looked terrible. She looked like creatures from Star Wars.
It's like they said, hey, what's your worst feature? Hey, let's exaggerate that.
You
highlight
that.
My best.
No. Well, let me tell you, you don't have to worry about that with Paint Your Life. Mm-mm. Our family hasn't been able to get together in quite some time, but I have found a way to bring us all together safely. With Valentine's Day coming up, I just want to do something to celebrate. So when I heard PaintYourLife.com, I thought, what a great deal. Mm-hmm. Get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect.
Perfect. I got Paint Your Life. Matter of fact, in my new office at the soundstage, which is coming together, your husband and Greg just, hey man, knife brothers, work glove.
Ching, ching,
wanna help
ching.
Me with this wall?
You have ching, a work glove and a knife now.
They ain't called me though. They didn't hit me and be like, he'll help us build things.
You're happy that they didn't too. You are happy
but
that
anyway,
they didn't.
But anyway, I'm putting one of my Paint Your Lives in my office. It's actually there already, just hasn't been hung yet. Because I love them.
Yeah,
it's like art. My beauty is so much that my face is like art. So might as well paint me like the beauty that I am.
Well, all right. It is a quick and easy process. Get a hand painted portrait in about 3 weeks. Send any photo or combine pictures. Makes the perfect birthday, anniversary, or wedding gift. Okay. At PaintYourLife.com, there's no risk. Love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now is a limited time offer. Get 20% off
20%?
Your painting. That's right. 20% off. And free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word SK to 64,000. That's SK
SK
to 64,000. Text SK to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text SK to 64,000.
SK. Moving on. Angel, Josh, and the Patreon knows about this. If you don't, I'm sorry, you should join Patreon, which can be joined at kevonstage.com. We watched.
Yes, we did.
Regina King.
Oh.
Is that her directorial debut?
I was just about to ask. That's her first directorial debut?
Let me tell you what. Regina King, One Night in Miami, was a beautiful film.
Beautiful.
Beautiful film. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was.
I love that, too.
I did not know it was based on a play.
Oh, you can tell.
But I didn't know.
After you said it in the group text, though, that she is now a part of.
I am now a part of a group text.
Angel's part of, she's actually been a great addition to the group chat.
I've purposefully been like, hi, I'm texting. You see me text you. It's a word on the screen.
That's just funny. I like it.
Angel was great. I was mad because I was shooting. Y'all was going off and sending voice notes during my shoot. And I was like, I want to listen.
You couldn't.
But it was fine. But anyway, I was watching and I was like, this feels like a play. Mm-hmm. Like, the dialogue, heavy.
Man.
Heavy.
Heavy, but not boring. Mm-hmm. They did enough movement. Okay. They did enough movement to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
To have, like, almost 90% of that film in that hotel room.
Yeah.
Or at least 85.
Yeah.
Right?
A good portion.
So,
that budget.
I want to hear your thoughts, Angel. Then you, Joshy.
I thought it was amazing. I am not so much a fan of plays being turned into films. Just because.
Really?
Well, just because.
The
different mediums. Plays are not supposed to be a slice of life. That's what movies are. And in movies, people get interrupted. People don't talk perfectly. People can't articulate their thoughts so perfectly.
Yeah.
And in plays, you're going to get a good monologue to get your thoughts out.
Yes.
Okay? And so a lot of times I don't enjoy that in movie form where I can deal with it. I have accepted it when I'm sitting in a theater watching something. But I got to discover some actors that I didn't realize were just ridiculous. I already knew Leslie Odom from back in his days out here.
Oh, you know him before Hamilton?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Angel knows.
I didn't know him before Hamilton.
Yes. I was trying to figure out for the longest. I was like, why is this man not famous yet? Because he's really? Always been able to sing.
Man.
You see him on the theater circuit or movies?
I saw Leslie used to sing at this cabaret out here that one of my girlfriends used to sing at. That's how I met him. So this is back, like, really back in the day. Then we both tested for a movie together. So we met then, and then we auditioned for something else together.
Was he in the play?
In the movie or in the what?
In the original play.
I don't know in the original play. I think the play is older than what these men would have been able to play. But the guy who played Muhammad Ali,
Eli Gorey, I believe.
Yes, that sounds almost like right.
Him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me look it up.
I was like, this is the best Muhammad Ali I have ever seen.
Listen, Melissa said, this is an... I'm talking about his first...
Yes.
Like, the section was him, I believe. No, wait. Was it Jim Brown or him?
It was him.
Okay. Melissa was like, this Muhammad Ali is amazing. He's been done a lot of times.
I know. And this is the only one where I've been like, now, wait a second.
Yeah, Eli Gorey. Yeah.
I was like, now, where do you come from? What is this?
He's Canadian or British?
Yeah, Canadian. I thought it was just impeccable.
Because I feel like a lot of times they do Muhammad Ali, they do it. They overdo it. Yes. They overdo him.
He was overly done, but in character. Mm. Like his... And that's one thing that I liked about it is every one of those characters had so much personality.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And such distinct personality. Mm-hmm. Like Muhammad Ali was bouncing on the bed.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you doing? He's like, man, I got energy.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, man.
It was, he showed so many layers of him. It wasn't just the showman. You got to see his like reluctancy of the thought of, am I really about to become Muslim? Am I about to say this out loud and join the nation of Islam? Like you saw all the, I mean, that's also great writing and great directing. So that also helped it, but I mean, everybody, even though I wasn't like in love with the one dude's performance of Malcolm X.
Really?
Really?
I thought he was great. It wasn't like my love for the dude playing Muhammad Ali.
I'll give you that.
I think he did a phenomenal job, the dude. It wasn't like I was like, I only want to see you play Malcolm X.
Okay.
That's fair.
Your thoughts, Joshy?
I mean, like I said, I really enjoyed how each one of these actors brought a lot of personality to each of the characters.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, that's the first time seeing that side of a story visually told, because I didn't see the play before.
I didn't.
By any means. I didn't know it was a play until Angel brought it up in the chat that she's now a part of.
She's great.
Mm-hmm, great addition. But I really enjoyed seeing that perspective. And it's also interesting seeing how Malcolm was such a proponent of use your platform.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I like also seeing him, the fact that he was, we always see Malcolm as this very strong, strong character.
That's what I was going
to
say.
And we got to see him
looking over his shoulder.
Very
moments
weak.
Of weakness.
And that he was a photographer.
Josh was like,
what? Assalamu alaikum.
I was like, Solomon's my boy.
I'm going to tell you the part that I really liked. Mm-hmm. Learning. Now, I know on the internet it's cool to know everything about everything. Mm-hmm. I know Sam Cooke from A Change Gonna Come. Mm. He is synonymous with that song. I know of his other music, but by the time I was born, that song was already out. Mm-hmm. And in my family, in my culture, in movies, that song stands alone, or not alone, but atop of all his other work.
Of course.
Did not know about Sam Cooke, the entrepreneur. Did not know he owned his masters, which was not that common then.
Right.
Didn't even know Sam Cooke was like Rolling Stone's top 100 artists. Sam Cooke is number 6.
Wow.
Ever?
Wow. Ever.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Because you know, I'm like, history? I love him. I looked them up. And even if this was Hollywood a little bit, I love the like, dang, I need my song for the moment. Bob Dylan's song, like obviously in our lives now, that doggone change gonna come. Mm-hmm. That's black movie sadness.
Yeah.
Dog sicked on him. I was born by the river.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
It's always the bad black stuff happened to the blacks.
Yeah.
Change gonna come, gonna be on that soundtrack.
Yes.
I'm talking about every time. Right, so I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I never really researched Sam Cooke outside of that. You know, I knew he had hits and all that stuff. I was like,
No, yeah, that was his. I would say, I agree with you. That the arc of that character was the most like revealing.
Yes.
To me. I was just like, wow.
Because I remember Sam Cooke died early.
Uh huh.
You know, he got shot, and I just, you know, it's, I just didn't know. Also, really quick aside, we're going to go back to the movie. I didn't know Martin Luther King, I Had a Dream speech. He had previously done versions of that speech before.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, because Pat put this thing up, then I was reading about it this morning, he was low-key, the speech wasn't going well. And Mahalia Jackson was like, tell him about your dream, Martin. He was like, you know what? Let me tell you about this. And then he just did that speech that he had done before. I did not know. I didn't know Mahalia Jackson was there. I didn't know they were that close.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I know on the internet it's very cool to be like, I knew everything about everything. Mm-hmm. But
I didn't know.
I be learning. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I love the other side of Malcolm, the less militant side, the call with his daughters. Mm-hmm. Also, spoiler alerts, if you haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, we're now, deep into that.
I'm
I mean, also,
But a lot of it is history.
It's a story.
I mean, some of it is not, but like,
yeah.
Y'all know that they died. except for one.
Malcolm with his daughters and with Betty was great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Aldis Hodge is my boy.
He's amazing.
I freaking love him. He was so good in Underground.
I was about to say, don't point at me. I'm going to be able to help you.
Sure.
Underground?
Sure.
Amir Vaughn, did you watch Underground?
I didn't see it.
I'm pretty sure that's Aldis Hodge. Almost certain. Aldis Hodge is great in that. He's great in that. He was in the movie with the white girl from Mad Men and Get Out. Mm-hmm. Psychological thriller. Anyway, he's good in everything.
He's great.
But Jim Brown doesn't usually get portrayed in movies that much.
No, he doesn't. No? Well, because he'd be in his own movie. Listen.
I'm going to be me.
Right.
Jim Brown at that white man's house. Who was just yucking it up the whole time. Lemonade in the indoor-outdoor living porch. And he's like, oh, yeah. He walking back to his house, he's like, oh, we don't allow niggers in the house. I said.
But I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming too.
Angel, and somehow like, I knew and I didn't know.
Because
it hit me. I knew, but I was like.
I kept waiting for the shoe to drop. The way people be waiting with me in these ads, that's what it felt like. I was like, what's he about? He going to say something. When the lemonade was coming, it's going to be in a paper cup. Well, I was like, I was waiting for it. And then when that moment happened, I was like, wow. And wow.
And it was like, he knew, we all knew, but it still hit like, the nigga.
Bro, and I saw a photo. I mean, it actually turned into a meme. But the colored photo of Martin Luther King, right, that went around crazy yesterday. They posted the colored version of the photo because they're like, people sometimes forget that this wasn't that long ago. So whenever they find a colored photo, it's nice to try to push that one around instead of just the standard black and whites.
Right.
But all this really wasn't that long ago.
No.
You know what? The color photos have been on my Twitter timeline. Somehow in our lifetime, I didn't see the color photos.
Me neither.
And that makes it feel like
it was long
way longer than it really was.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King died in the 60s.
Yes, I feel like my mother was 16. Was it? No.
Malcolm died in 65, I believe.
They're only like 1 or 2 years apart, right?
Yeah, I think so.
68. My mother 68? Was 18. Oh, well, 17. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Melissa's dad was alive. Your mom was 18. Your mom has plenty of color photos.
Yeah.
When she was young. Like, somehow we was like, let's just black and white it out, which I feel like is on purpose.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, they still didn't have as many color cameras as possible, but there were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow those color photos make it seem so much more vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it also pulls it closer to now. You know what I mean? So anyway, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm, James, and Sam, I love them even more now.
Mm-hmm.
Josh was asking how did it make me feel to see like those icons doing that. And I was low-key like, what am I doing for my community that...
Did you really ask that question?
Yeah.
You didn't know what you were doing?
I didn't know if it was enough.
Okay.
Because these men are like titans of change.
What do you think you're doing?
I just make video.
But that was the whole point of that Sam was also trying to make. Like,
that's what I like. He was going, him and Malcolm's arguments.
Oh man, that monologue was crazy.
It was Booker T versus W.B. Dubois.
It was so good, and I just love that there was that voice that Sam had in that, because everybody be thinking, well, no, you got to be in the front of the picket lines. You got to be da 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 in order for your participation in the movement to be relevant and to be important.
Yeah.
But what Sam was doing is something, the blueprint of what you're doing.
Listen.
It's the blueprint of what Cisco's doing. If he didn't show how to own your own and how to then flip that and make white people pay you more for your stuff.
Yes.
We would still be just trying to run a race that was already rigged for us never to be able to like catch up in.
Activism takes many forms. All are necessary. Mm-hmm. Some people go and be on the front lines with the bullhorns. Some people fund those people. Yeah. Some people bail out people who go to jail. Everybody needs to do their part. And that's all you really got to do is do your part. But when I saw Sam, I was like, I am you, Sam.
Yeah, that's why I was like, do you really ask that question?
I ain't doing it like Sam. But anyway.
What?
Huh?
Did you say that out loud yet again?
Yeah, you can't believe that.
Get him off of me now, Baby Yoda. Force choke. So I was so inspired. And also, I just want to take a second. Regina King. I'm talking about from Friday. She was introduced to me. Actually, not even Friday.
227.
227.
I was about to say.
But I didn't like... I knew her, but I didn't know her. Mm. Right? I watched 227, but Friday was like Regina King.
Oh.
Her holding her head up was just so black. Seeing that in the movie was like, I've seen my sister do that. I've seen my mom do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, from 227 to Friday to doggone The Watchmen and directing. You talk about a career.
Yeah.
She is amazing.
Truly.
I want Regina King. I know you're watching this. I hope so. Probably aren't. Regina, you want to be on the podcast today? You want to be on video?
On the video.
Oh, these cameras turn red when you on?
Yeah.
Put it on, Angel. Let me see it turn red.
It's here. We here, baby. Yeah.
Get the camera on for 1 second. Your ratchet's like, let me jump to the front. Tongue out. Let's go.
Let's go.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And that really, like, he did fight that man in Miami. I don't know if that part all was true. Mm-hmm. Nor do I care.
That he fought him?
I know he fought him, but yeah. I was inspired by true events. I don't know if all this, like, stuff happened in one night.
No, like, I think the parts that are true is the fight, mm-hmm. that they all met up, and then that the diner thing. Because there's an actual picture of them.
Oh, really?
Yes. A lot of people, if you look at a lot of the articles that were written about the movie, you'll see the real picture. And then a steal from the movie.
Oh, man.
See it?
That's the thing, too, is when they, as a photographer, when they recreated some of those frames for the photos, I was in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. It was sick. And Regina King is amazing. That was, okay, wow, when I first got here, people kept comparing me to Wanda Sykes. I was like, I want Regina's career, though. That's who, that is who I want to be like.
Malcolm really had that?
And she
that camera?
Is a sweet, sweet woman.
You met her?
Yes.
She knows everybody, Kev. I don't know why you'd be surprised now. I met
Regina
and
Regina. So let me tell you, for real story. Her. So after I did my showcase out of grad school, and the casting director of ER was like, I got some people that I think could represent you. So one of the first agents I met out here was Regina King's agent. And I was just like, that's all I wanted to talk about was like, so Regina King, she's amazing, right? What is she up to? What is she doing? Anyways, they still have a partnership together. That same black woman who is her agent, and then her sister also is on her team. She like surrounds herself with
her sister was on there. I don't know how. I can't tell how I know
you're
that.
So silly.
India.
But she's
India. I was like.
You hold that together. But the fact that, like, she already was, like, I don't know if she was purposefully doing, like, black stuff prior to doing black stuff was a hit. But, like, I just love her. She's just an amazing queen. Wrong. Yeah.
Regina King, Regina Hall.
Ah, yeah.
Regina Hall is so doggone funny.
She is.
She naturally is funny in movies, in interviews, in video with Kevin Hart. She made a song when she went on her last birthday.
I loved it.
Regina King in my favorite Will Smith movie, believe it or not, is Enemy of the State.
Mm, I can see that.
With Regina King.
Mm-hmm.
She was great, and that movie was great, and I was like, I was looking up at the sky.
And then even her, you forgot her at Boondocks. Her voices in Boondocks, the fact that she's playing both twins.
I didn't even know that for a long time.
I was like, woman, you're crazy. You're amazing and you're crazy at the same time.
I feel like God just be like, hey, how about I give you all of these talents? And she's like, I'm finna use them.
Yes, and
Regina
I love
King
it.
Regina King ain't even 50, is she?
Maybe. Cause no. Maybe.
You think so?
She definitely could be.
She 49, I bet. Okay. She just turned 50.
Yeah, I'm like, she could definitely be 50.
Her birthday was like 4 days ago.
Okay. Happy birthday, Regina.
I had her at 49.
Happy birthday, Regina.
Regina King, man, one day.
One day, you gonna be up on this potty.
I'm gonna be like, we're gonna put you right here.
That's why we gotta make the movie sag, so that she.
Well, now it has to be.
Because
I'm a, what was it called? Must pay?
You must join.
Must join.
I'm so happy.
SAG New Media, though, we're going to have to do that.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I just want to be able to do it legally so that they don't kick me out. And then all my other jobs, I'm like, so we making everything now because you took all my income.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Away from me.
I like to see you in other stuff.
Aquí está la cosa. Have you figured out what that means?
Who's in the house?
Oh, here's the thing.
Mouse in the house.
Tell him.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
What was it?
Aquí está la cosa.
Kev, you gotta learn aquí. Something, man. You gotta learn a little Spanish.
I know. Aquí está la esposa.
La esposa. Aquí. In case you don't speak Spanish, that means here's the thing. And I just learned it from Babbel, the number one selling language learning app. One of my goals for the new year was to learn a new language, and Babbel has made the whole process addictively fun and easy with bite-sized lessons that you actually use in the real world. And that's the thing. We have, when the world was open, me and Marcus would travel places. We would travel places, and most of the non-U.S. places we would travel is where they spoke Spanish.
Yep.
And sometimes you just need to know the phrases that'll keep you.
Just enough to get you.
Just to go where you need to go.
Enough to make you.
And I know you've been to more places than I have been.
I've been to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Well, that's Europe. Yeah. Japan.
Right.
But one day, Barbara the Beautiful International.
Right. But what I was going to say is, but you don't know no languages.
I speak in tongues.
That's the only language that matters.
I'm sure Babbel's going to add that eventually. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it a perfect way to learn a new language on the go. I would like to be able to go to Italy, have Babbel with me, and be able to be like, okay, I can ask you where pizza is. I can ask you where, because that's what's going to be important. I can ask you where the pasta is.
We should take our time. We should plan out a world opening up, bald and beautiful trip.
Yeah. Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, we could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we could.
We could do it. Here's the thing, bald and beautiful meet up.
Yeah.
People will come and just chop it up with us.
Yes.
They would do that.
Absolutely.
And then we could travel and shoot things as well. Josh could come.
I'd love that, man.
Josh was like, if you thought you were going without me,
you're the funny. Yeah. You were doing the funny thing.
Even better than Here's the Thing Only or Love Our Own.
That takes so much pressure off a set.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to do stand-up comedy.
No. Yeah, no.
We'd just be chopping up with the people.
I thought you already knew that's what we were doing. I'm sorry. Did I not tell you that was what was happening?
No, I thought we were just going out and traveling.
No, we're going to make the most of it and make all the money.
It's that meets plus one.
Plus one was lit.
That was a great time.
We're still in the middle of an ad. unlike the infamous language classes you took in high school, Babbel designs their courses with practical real-world conversations in mind, things you'll get to use in everyday life. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching methods have significantly proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, plus Babbel speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase I'm sorry. Right now, when you purchase, that's not right. Right now, with the purchase of a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get additionally another 3 months for free. That's 6 months. Okay?
Okay.
And what is that? Six meses?
Six meses.
I said six in English.
You said six tables.
I surely did. Y'all see, I'm working on my Babbel. I'm working on it. For the price of tres, just go to Babbel.com. I did. I'm so sorry. That's why I still got to do the lessons. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code SK.
SK.
That's BABBEL.com. Code SK.
SK.
For an extra 3 months free. Babbel, language for life.
It's like the tower, right?
Tower of Babbel. Mm-hmm. I actually thought that in the middle. I said, well, is y'all saved, though?
That's when the Lord did the different languages.
That is, because he said, hey, man, y'all actually getting close to heaven?
Yeah, you over there.
Let me tell you what else I like about One Night in Miami.
Tell me.
Well, first of all, Kent Powers wrote it, who also wrote Soul.
I was going to say, I followed him, because then I saw both of them in the I was like, oh, you're just getting to the bag.
And you talk about two very different films.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his BAG.
Mm-hmm. A little Duffy.
Yeah. What I like about it is the Kev on Stage Studios thing. People are getting more and more used to watching movies at home.
Yeah.
Watching apps for their content.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So as soon as Kev on Stage Studios, hey man, just go on Slide Ours. You know what? It ain't nothing but a click. That's why Kev on Stage Studios being in the app store is so key.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could just go right onto your Apple TV, your Roku, your Amazon Fire Stick, your phone, your Apple iPad, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for the people now, but as children grow, as they age, oh Kev on, it's just another app. Just another channel.
Yeah.
I'm a thing. Gonna buy my movie. Keep remind y'all, when y'all watch our movies, it ain't gonna be free on the app. I'm gonna tell you now. It's gonna be like you go out and buy the movie. You can watch it on the app. But mm-hmm. we don't got Netflix money. We can't just finance them. But as people become more and more used to doing that, what we do is so much easier.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, yes. Wonder Woman, we watched that at home on HBO Max.
We did too.
We watched this on Prime Video. Prime Video, low key, they've been getting a thing or two here or there.
They tired of you talking about them. They said that we gonna have some shows. You ain't gonna talk about me.
They had me at The Boys though.
The Boys?
That's my jam.
The Boys. I was like, okay, now Prime Video. They actually even had Bosch, which was a procedural, not procedural. It was it's a crime drama with Titus Welliver. I was like, okay, and it has my boy Marlo from The Wire, which you still haven't watched.
Nope.
You're missing out on good TV, Angel.
She doesn't want to watch The Wire.
I know, but you need to.
I tried.
Okay.
I got through two episodes. I did not like it.
You didn't try. Moving on.
I did try.
An ultra-Orthodox rabbi tells his followers that the COVID vaccine can turn people gay. I said to myself, actually, I didn't say it. Somebody on Twitter said it. I don't want to take credit for their joke. If you're gay already, does it turn you straight? Is it like PIMDA? You know, peripheral.
Yes. Right.
Order of operation.
So Lil Nas X, who is a master at the internet, said, hey guys, he's right. This is a picture of me before the vaccine. He was like this. And this is a picture of me after. And he was like. Let me tell y'all what. I said it in my Keep Your Distance set, and I'm going to say it again. I'm going to take the vaccine. When it's my time, I'm taking. I don't care.
Even if it made you gay, even if it made you no longer want to be with Melissa, and you were like, I want a Melvin.
Want a Melvin?
I don't care. What happened?
Like, look, I still love you, Melissa.
I love you. We're going to be together. I'm not going. Listen, my homegirl's a doctor, Dr. Joy Ashley from ASCA. She already took it. She said all she had was a little soreness in her arm. I want to be done.
That's vaccine protocol with the soreness. You get that with tetanus.
I'm getting it. None of these articles ain't gonna scare me.
They don't scare you?
No.
This was the one that scared me. I said, oh no. Oh no, I'm gonna get the shot and be like, you know what I want? Gucci. I'm so scared of that happening.
Oh my homegirls on Twitter said, man, I couldn't be gay. I can't eat coochie. I'm claustrophobic.
can't be under the covers. It's hot down there.
It's hot.
You got the cover touching. You know, it's such back a specific your head.
Reason.
Yeah.
I'm claustrophobic.
I need to be.
Sometimes it'd be hot.
I can believe it.
I'd be like,
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it.
Angel, couldn't my be
thing
me.
Is,
We can't do it, Joe. We can't do it.
Oh, they almost did it, Joe. They about to be in. By the time this is live, they're going to be up. They're going to be moving in.
They're going to be moving in. That's so crazy.
An AKA, Angel.
Yes.
A divine niner.
A Asian and black woman. That's about
the
to
first
be.
First woman ever is black.
Yes.
Not just the first, because that's different.
I know.
The first black woman usually means other women have did it.
Yeah. She's the first anything other than a white man. So not even a man of color, of any sort of color.
I can't even remember. Obviously Barack was the only one. But there is no black people on the ticket of anybody else either, right? I know Shirley Chisholm ran.
Yeah, okay, because she paved the way. First woman. Ha ha.
And they don't talk about Shirley Chisholm enough.
Listen.
And she was out here too.
Yeah, she was out here.
She looked like a church mother from not like the stereotypical church mother. Mm-hmm. She looked just like a church mother that went to my church when I was this little boy, Kevin.
Well, yeah, she paved the way, but I am so excited for Kamala and Joe. I'm excited.
Are you excited for Joe?
I am. I'm excited for Uncle Joe. I'm excited for his. This has got to be his dying wish. I mean, because listen, he is knocking on heaven's door. Yes, I am excited for him as well. I ain't got no problems with you. I ain't got no problems.
Anyway, there's a lot of scares about the vaccine. I'm not no doctor, but I've been listening to a lot of black doctors. And doctors in general. And I know there's fear, and I get it all. I trust me, but I'm getting it.
They're
giving out it to 65 and up in LA already. I think by fall, we probably should be able to go outside and play.
You think so?
I don't know. I can't do no whole nother year inside.
I don't know about fall, Kev.
You don't think so?
Bro.
Why you don't think so?
Unless they get this vaccine out. And this vaccine is effective long term. Not long term, but I mean.
But it's January, Josh. They already got it.
They already knew strands out, Kev.
But the vaccine, good. Common misconception. The new strands, one of my black doctors I follow, they were saying that the vaccine is prepared for that. It's just a protein strand here or there. The vaccine going to be good on that. It ain't going to be like a new vaccine for the new strand.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine going to be good for the new strands.
I hope so.
I'm getting it. I don't care what y'all say.
Is that what y'all
Why mean? Did the white evangelicals say that the vaccine is the mark of the beast?
Because everything's the mark of the beast. Do you not remember those movies? You've Been Left Behind.
Oh,
Been Left Behind. That's those Kirk were Cameron. Horror stories. There was the Kirk Cameron one, and then there was this one made in the 70s.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Remember Carmen used to be in the movies way back in the day?
Carmen who?
He was a Christian singer boy. Hold on.
I don't know Carmen.
We used to have to watch these.
Somebody correct
when VeggieTales came out. I was like, this is more my speed.
VeggieTales was everything. Somebody corrected me. There was a half white, half Indian, native Indian VP at one point in time.
On the ticket or he won?
He won. He was a vice president. He looked white though.
Who?
Charles Curtis.
Charles Curtis?
Yeah, I mean, when I say him looked white.
Charles.
That is your niece, Charles. Mm-hmm. Who was he the vice president of?
You know, I don't know the presidents.
Hoover?
Yeah, Herbert Hoover.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought that was a white man.
Right, so there you go.
Native American.
Nice. He was from the Ka Nation. Also Ka known Nation, as
born
Kinza.
In Kansas Territory. Well, look at that.
Look at you. Look at you.
Well, I hate to abruptly end this, but Angel has something to do.
Oh, so you just going to lie?
You've been lying in the chat. You've been lying here.
I was about to say, I'll just sit here and let the cameras keep rolling and see who leaves first.
Oh, that's good.
I'll be like,
Angel and I both have places to be by 10 o'clock.
We'll make it up to you in the bonus episode. But once again, we love you. Make sure to get your Keep Your Distance tickets. $12 if you're in the stage crew. $15 if you ain't.
Get that faux pack.
Faux pack, stage crew.
Four for four. It's better than the Wendy's deal.
It is. Camo State Studios app. And we'll have a bonus episode for you on Friday when we have a new president in office. If the...
Don't even speak anything.
Insurrectionists don't have their way.
they ain't having it.
And other than that, we love you. God bless you. Brush your teeth. Wear your deodorant. Wash your balls.
Watch your couch.
Do that next week. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.